BBC News with Marion Marshall. The world of football has reacted with shock and grief to the deaths of almost all the players of the Brazilian club Chapecoense in an air crash in Colombia. In the club's hometown in southern Brazil, fans gathered in their stadium to grieve, while the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, and the sport's most famous player, Pelé, said football was in mourning. France has expressed extreme concern about the fighting in Aleppo, where the Syrian government has made sweeping advances against rebels. The French foreign minister said the government and its allies would not resolve the Syrian conflict if they carried out what he called one of the biggest massacres on the civilian population since the Second World War. The US military has admitted that coalition aircraft mistakenly bombed pro-Syrian government forces in September, thinking they were targeting fighting positions of the Islamic State group. Water supplies to parts of the Iraqi city of Mosul have been cut as the battle to reclaim it from Islamic State militants continues. Reports say a pipeline was hit during fighting between the jihadists and Iraqi government forces, cutting off the supply to some 600,000 people. The US president-elect Donald Trump has chosen Congressman Tom Price as health secretary, an outspoken critic of President Obama's health care law. A senior Democratic senator said it was akin to asking the fox to guard the henhouse. The wall of the Jewish cemetery in Vienna has been defaced with swastikas. The head of Austria's Jewish community called on politicians to ensure their actions during the presidential campaign did not stir up anti-Semitism. An Indonesian court has dismissed a lawsuit brought by 9 community leaders who want to enforce the protection of a vast tropical forest in Aceh province from commercial exploitation. It's home to some of the world's most endangered species, including orangutans and tigers. BBC News.